Chairman Hilaire, if you will proceed, please.
Heishka, Siamnis Jalicha, Tony Hilaire, Senate Snet, Satsumton, Senate Snet, Chuck Lummison, my dear friends and relatives, my name is Tony Hilaire, my name is Satsumton. I come from Lummi, and I serve as the chairman of the Lummi Indian Business Council. Good afternoon, Vice Chair Murkowski and Chairman Schatz and distinguished members of this committee. Thank you. Thank you for having us here today. I am here with my team here. Thank you, Senator, for introducing them. We are traveling from afar, from Lummi Nation, located in Washington State. And we're here on behalf of our great Lummi Nation. We're here on behalf of our ancestors, our elders, our children, our fishermen, our fisherwomen, but most of all, and most importantly, we are here on behalf of the grieving grandmothers and mothers who are burying their children to drug overdose. And it's becoming way too normalized. And just yesterday, we had a funeral of a 26-year-old Lummi woman who passed away from drug overdose, leaves behind two children that will grow up without a mother. And these aren't just anyone to us. These are our family. These are the people we grow up with. These are our future chairmen and chairwomen, our future cultural leaders, language speakers, the ones who will carry the torch into the next generations. We want to thank you, this committee, for holding this hearing so we can discuss this important matter so that we can change the world for the better for these next generations. And a special thank you to Senator Cantwell, our dear friend, for your immediate response. When we had five deaths within 3 days at Lummi Nation, four of them being drug overdose, Senator Cantwell helped respond immediately and gave us some assistance. In addition to calling this hearing, and as well as for introducing the Parity for Tribal Law Enforcement Act, as well as attending the National Fentanyl Summit hosted at Tulalip Tribes. Thank you for standing with us and for your ongoing friendship. I want to start real quick just acknowledging our resilience as Lummi people. When we talk about these issues and the drastic scenes of this fentanyl crisis at home, that goes without saying how resilient we are as a people and that we are self-determining, that we want to take care of ourselves and that we know how to do that. These impacts of fentanyl and opioids at home have been very drastic and very overwhelming. And I just ask rhetorically to the committee, just how many funerals have you been to in the last year? How many have you been to in the last month, in the last week? And for us, it's pretty much every day. And that's not just for fentanyl overdose, which has been completely devastating, but also all of the health disparities that we see at Lummi Nation that we are up against. We don't have time to meet. And I understand that it's much needed, but right now our people need leadership, they need hope, and that is our responsibility to ensure that we never take away hope from our people. And so when we had those deaths and when I was talking to Senator Cantwell, we responded immediately. At Lummi Nation, we declared a state of emergency. We implemented checkpoints to limit the amount of drugs that were coming onto our reservation. We got canine units. Senator Cantwell helped us get FBI agents who helped get drugs off of the street. That was the first response, was immediate action is the best message to the mothers who are grieving at Lummi Nation. And so we did just that. As we continued to intervene, we are learning the need for better outreach, better treatment services. The more drugs we get off the street, the more we disrupt the market of drugs. Our people, those that struggle with addiction, are really needing that fix. And so we opened up a stabilization center, which is an expansion of services for medication-assisted treatment, and is open 24/7. And since our drug interdiction efforts, the beds have been completely full. In addition to that, we've noticed children being in the homes of where we found drugs and where we shut down drug homes. And that brings up the need for our Lummi Youth Academy, which is a residential facility next to our Lummi Nation school that ensures that our children can be home, that they can be close tied to our people, our culture, and our way of life as a way of ensuring prevention. And then finally, our need for a detox facility as an immediate need right now. The severity of withdrawals to fentanyl is really concerning. And right now we have plans to build a detox facility, but through the bureaucracy and through the lack of funding resources, it's been really challenging. We've raised $15 million over the last few years at lobbying for this very issue. And we need $12 million more to finish the project. There's so much more to this. More time is needed for really grasping and getting into the weeds of what needs to be done. But those are the three top priorities for Lummi Nation. Haishka Siam Nishjalacha. Thank you.